The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Ta'anit, Daf Lamed Aleph. Tanu Shebahen Benot Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbanan. We said in the Mishnah that the ladies that would go out on Tu Be'av, they would borrow dresses from each other in order not to embarrass those that did not have. Tanu Rabbanan. Bat Melech Shoelet Mibat Kohen Gadol. The daughter of the king, meaning the princess, she would borrow her dress from a lady that was beneath her, one notch beneath her. And who's that? The daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Bat Kohen Gadol Mibat Segan. The daughter of the Kohen Gadol would borrow the dress from the Segan. The Segan is the viceroy, which is the second Kohen, just in case the first Kohen becomes Pasul Avod. That's when Segan will fill his place. Ubat Segan, the daughter of the Segan, Mibat Mashua Malchama. That's the Kohen that goes out to the war with the Jewish people and gives them the speech. Whoever is scared and gives them the whole pep talk. He's called the Kohen Mashuach Milchama. Ubat Mashuach Milchama, and the daughter of the Mashuach Milchama, Mibat Kohen Idiot. She borrows from a regular Kohen. That's the Kohen that wears the four begadim. Yisrael Shoalim Zemizeh. And all the Jewish people, they borrow from each other. Kedeshelo Yitbayesh Et Misha'en. No, not embarrass a lady that does not have. Let's read Rashi. Bat Melech Afalpi Shehayala. Even though she has a dress, Shoel and Bat Kohen Gadol, Shelo Lebayesh Et Ashoel Lebetok She'ena. Not embarrass the one that's borrowing because she really doesn't have. Mibat Kohen Gadol Shu Karov Besamuch LeMalchut, which means that's the closest thing to Malchut, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Segan Kohen Hashuv Memuneh Ta'at Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Hashuv that is appointed second to the Kohen Gadol. Liyot Tachtav Yom Kippurim Yirach Psul B'Kohen Gadol. If a Psul happens to the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Yishemez Zeh Segan Tachtav. Mashuach Melchama Hu HaKohen HaMachriz B'Melchama Miyaisha Yareh V'Rach HaLebav. Comes the Gemara and continues. Kol HaKelim Te'onim Te'bila. All the dresses, the vessels that are being borrowed, they need to be immersed in a mikveh. Amar bil Hazar, afilu mikupanim u'munachim bekufsa. Even if they're folded and in a box. Now, what's the reason why we said that they need to be dipped? Because maybe the lady that you're borrowing from is a nida. Oh, good. So why don't you figure out whoever's a nida, dip the dress. Whoever's not, not. We don't want to mevayesh. It seems it's an embarrassment to borrow something from somebody and then dip it in the mikveh. If you're telling them you're tameh, so therefore the deen was that everybody has to dip all the dresses that are borrowed, even if it's a new dress, it's still in the box. Doesn't matter. In order not to embarrass, benot yisrael yotzot. So says the Jewish girls would go out and they would make a circle in the vineyards. So the Gemara says, Tana mishe'enu isha nifne lesham, that whoever did not have a wife would go over there and he'd have a choice that he could pick a wife from them. Yuhasot shebim and yomrot b'chon. Now the Gemara is going to explain to us what exactly was the enticement that the girls would tell the boys in order for them to be attracted to them. So the Gemara says, Taru lebanan yofyofiyot shebayim, the ones that had beauty, the girls that were beauty, what did they say? Now you omrot, tenu enekem la yofi. Pay attention to the beauty. She'en aisha ila la yofi. Because the beauty is, the lady is for the beauty. And therefore, that's her advantage. Miyuhasot shebahem, the ones that had good lineage, came from good families. Mayu omrot, what did they say? Tenu enekem la mishpaha. Pay attention to the family. The fisha'en aisha ila la banim. Because a wife is primarily to bring children. So what's the benefit of having a good family? So that she says, im banecha yum yuhasim, if your children are going to have good lineage, akol kofsim alehim, everyone's going to want to marry them. Ben zecharim, ben nekevot. Therefore you have an easy time marrying off your children, because everybody wants to be connected to good lineage. Furthermore, we know the Gemara in another place says that rova banim holchim ahare ahayahim, that the majority of the children go after the mother's brothers, and therefore when you come from a good family, that's going to affect the children, the banim, it's going to affect the sons, because the sons are going to come out like the mother's family. Mekhuarot shebaim, the ones that were uncomely, the ugly ones, what would they say? Ma'u yomrot, gihu mechem, neshum shamayim. take your the wife, take it l'shem shamayim. Obviously, if she's ugly, you're not doing it for the money, you're not doing it for the family, you're not doing it for beauty. You're doing it l'shem shamayim because you have a mitzvah to get married. She says, so long as you adorn me with gold, which means so long as you give me jewelry. That she says, she'acharei nisuin tetnu lanu tachshitim. Which means they didn't really mean anything by that. They were just saying devarim ba'alma. Just as long as you make sure you give us some clothes after we get married. But the Mefashim explained over here, what they're really trying to say is that by giving the clothes and the nice jewelry, it can even make an ugly woman look beautiful. Similarly, the Ben Ish Chai says an interpretation over here, and he says that they were saying that maybe the reason why these people want to marry a mechu'edet is because they're kamsanim, because they're stingy people, and therefore they don't want to part with their money. They know they marry an uncomely lady, yeah, you don't got to spend any money on her, as opposed to marrying, let's say, a pretty lady. It's expensive, the maintenance. So therefore, they come along and say, listen, don't think you're going to get away with it. You want to marry us? Fine, but still, you have to make sure that you supply us with the proper jewelry and trimmings. And it should be pointed out, the Gemara says in another place that there are different names that the Gemara calls a wife. One of the names that the rabbis, the Bimir, would call his wife was Beti. He would call his wife his house. You see, a lady is called Bayit, like it says, Akeret Abayit. Why was a lady called Bayit? So the simple explanation is because she tends to the needs of the house. But we could say based on this Gemara that Bayit is Rashe Tevot. Bet is Banim, and Yud is Yofi, and Taf is Takshitim. Which means, En Isha Ela Banim, En Isha Ela Yofi, En Isha Ela Takshitim, based on this Gemara. Amar Oda Bira'a. He came from the city of Bire. So they called him Oda Bira'a. Amar Abi El-Azhar. Atidik Adosh Baruch Hu La'asot Mahon HaTadikim. From the future, Adosh Baruch Hu is going to make a dance, a circular dance, as she says, Saviv, Mehol tzadikim for the tzadikim. Vehu yoshev b'nehem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be in the middle of the circle. B'gan Eden. In Gan Eden. V'chol ehad v'ehad mar'eh b'etzpon. Everybody's going to point with their finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shunei emar. V'amar b'yomahu hineh Eloheinu zeh. Whenever it says the word zeh, that implies that you're pointing to it. Kivinu lo, this is the one we anticipated. V'yoshi'enu, and he brings us salvation. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, this is the one that we anticipated. Nagila v'nispeha b'shoto, we're now going to rejoice and be happy in his Yeshua and his salvation. And Mefarshim explain over here, that what? That the Gaon Mevilna says that the significance between this circular dance is that all the tzaddikim, what does it mean all the tzaddikim are going to be in this dance? The tzaddikim from the different communities. You can have this, for example, the Sephardim, the Ashkenazim, and in the Ashkenazim itself, you have different groups. You have the Germans, and then you have the Lithuanians, and then you have the ones from the Polish, etc. And then you have the Sephardim, you have the different sects. You have the Moroccan, and you have the Adut HaMizrach from Aram Sovan, you have the other ones. One's from Teman, which is each community is going to supply tzaddikim for this dance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle. So the Gaon Mevilna says, why is it going to be a circular dance? Because it's known that in a circle, every point is equidistant to the center. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle. And therefore, no tzaddik is going to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the symbolism is that every community, based on them in Hagim, that have Yesodot Baharei Kodesh, they're able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same proximity, the same closeness that somebody else. So nobody should think that, you know, Alma and Hagim are right to the exclusion of another community. No, everybody's going to say, Hineh Elokeinu Zeh. This is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means with our way we dress, the way we talk, and the foods that we eat, and the traditions that we uphold, this brought us to the same exact point in proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the guy standing next to us wearing different clothes with a different pronunciation with a different minhag. And that's what the Gaon is trying to say, that everybody is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so long as they're following the minhag of that one. That's why it's a mahol, that's why it's a round dance, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the center. Hadran Alak, Mishloshah Pirakim, V'Shlich Arab, Masechet Ta'anit.